My mother finds me still in bed, curled into a ball. She strokes my hair and says, soon, you'll be grown up. I only groan. It's not so bad, she says, since my mother does not recognize her own luck. She is confounded by her children's terror. Her childhood emerged from her mouth as a flock of barn swallows, which then nested in the eaves of her house. Throughout the tumult of high school, she could always return home and watch her childhood swoop through the air. Even though we spend a month each year caring for my father's family orchard, mother fails to grasp their affliction. Their childhoods rooted them to the ground, stiff bark gagging them. Only after stifling silent years would the lucky ones emerge fully adult and behind in school. The unlucky remain growing tart fruit. My aunt's childhood swelled in her right shoulder. For years, it refused to burst through the skin. Finally, she took a knife to her flesh and cut out her double. The only way we can tell the difference between the two is my aunt still walks with a stoop. Then there was the boy from school. In the middle of the assembly, he howled. Something clawed and furred burst from his skin. The animal had to be put down. All that was left of the boy was quickly mopped up. It feels like the end of the world, my mother says, but it isn't. I say nothing and nod when she asks if I want hot cocoa. As soon as she leaves, I roll out of bed. Most of my friends have already gone through the change. Amy said that she's glad she pooped the worms out, but Kira talks about how ugly she is now that her field of daffodils had wilted away. I stare in the mirror and lift my shirt to examine my stomach's new shape. Downstairs, my sister is already in the kitchen, her skin covered with scars. Her childhood was a thorny briar that erupted from her face and chest. For years, she spent each night lopping off thorns. Mother places a mug in front of me. There is no need to be frightened. My sister rolls her eyes and says, "It sucks. It hurts. It's also a relief. Imagine not being able to see what you once were. Wouldn't that be awful? A person can't move forward if they can't see who they were." I sip my cocoa, even though it burns my tongue. I haven't told them that a week ago I woke to a slit in my stomach. I reached into the velvety void with my hands, but found nothing. The child self that was within me was gone. I never caught a glimpse.